It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A record number of Coloradans are hospitalized with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19. More than 1,300 people are in the hospital, according to numbers released by the state yesterday. That passes a record set on April 10th. Hospitalizations in the state have risen steadily since the end of September. Two more Colorado counties are moving to a higher level of coronavirus restrictions. The changes start Friday in Archuleta and Gilpin counties to limit capacity at restaurants, businesses, and retail stores to 50%. Casinos in Blackhawk and Central City in Gilpin County will have to shut down table games. Archuleta County in southwest Colorado has confirmed 15 cases of COVID-19 over the last 2 weeks, the highest rate since the beginning of the pandemic. The Environmental Protection Agency may not have the funding next year for a portion of the cleanup at the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in South Pueblo. Shauna Lewis reports.
The Superfund targets toxic lead and arsenic left behind when the former smelter closed more than a century ago. The EPA poured additional funds into the project, fast-tracking soil cleanups at residential properties in the area. Work in more than 500 yards is complete, but the massive slag pile still needs to be dealt with. Pueblo County Commissioner Terry Hart says delaying that cleanup will affect revitalization plans and more.
It's devastating to our town. It's devastating towards what we're trying to accomplish, and it's a shot in the gut.
Hart says he knows federal budgeting is still in process, and it could change. Cleanups at residential properties will continue as planned. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Fewer Coloradans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Travel group AAA forecasts that about 900,000 Coloradans will travel this Thanksgiving. That's the lowest number in 4 years. The number headed for road trips is up, but experts say to expect big declines in air travel and other modes. Increasing cases and the hovering threat of stay-at-home orders could keep more people off the road, too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny along the Front Range, sunny and breezy in Colorado Springs. There's a bit more snow in the forecast for mountains around Vail today, then some clearing in the high country tomorrow and more snow for the weekend. Highs in the 50s around Denver today. This is CPR News.